You know, when you go to the bank to get a job, they train you to look at the original. So they say. This is what they say. Study the original dollar, not the fake. And if you study the original dollar, you can see the fake a mile away. So when it comes to a godly woman or an ungodly woman, you study the original and you can see the fake. When the fake tries to pretend to be the original, it's impossible. Now, you might get deceived early on, but over time, the deception is revealed. And because you love the truth, the Bible says the truth will set you free. There's no way that the evil woman can hold you. They can't hogtie you because you've seen the truth. You've seen the real. You've talked to the real. You've seen the real. You know the spirit of the real. And so the fake reality bubble that's being portrayed is easily walked away from. Because it's kind of like a superpower. When you know the truth, it is a superpower. When you rightly divide the word of truth, it is a superpower. And the reason it's a superpower down here in 3D is because 3D is a book. Just like your body's a book, everything's a book, everything's a story. And so when you rightly divide the word of truth in this 3D storybook, you see past the lies. Because the Bible is the litmus test of truth. And that Bible will set you free because Jesus is the Word and everything in that Bible points to Jesus. And Jesus is free. And if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Back in my first marriage, a long time ago, I was a new believer. I didn't know about cults and isms. She was in a Pentecostal cult. I didn't know that there were people who were religious but lost. And so I was breaking a stronghold. And I would carry my Bible in my sock. Now, I learned this in the Coast Guard, and it was really amazing. They kicked me out. They kicked me out of the Coast Guard because I carried a Bible in my sock. But the Bible reminded me not to be in Babylon. Because if I had a problem, I just pull up the Word and read Ephesians. It's in my sock. It's right now. I'm driving down the road going to lunch. It's in my sock. I feel it. And so I'm going to keep it in my sock for 7 days. I might even do it for 21 days because it's like a comfort feeling. But it's also keeps you in prayer. It's like a form of, it's like if you put something on your hand. You know, I was painting a house one time. It was like when I was 20 years old. I was at this Catholic guy's house, and we were painting his house, right? And I noticed he was an older guy. He was probably about 70 or 80. And he had something in his hand, and he was just rubbing it, right? Some kind of cross or something. I said, "What's that?" Because he was talking a lot. I said, "What is that?" He said, "Well, it's not, I don't use it as a ritual or religion." He said, "It just reminds me of the cross, you know." And so it's not that you're doing it as a ritual. You're just doing it to remind you to pray. To put something in your sock. Let's say there's these lies that somebody wanted you to believe about a situation. Okay, put the lies down, and on the other side, put the truth. Counteract every lie that you believed about a situation. Put the truth on the other side, put it in your sock, and you'll feel the piece of paper. And every time you feel it, pray about it, pull it up, read it, and tell yourself the truth. Just like when you cleanse your house and get rid of any bad memories from the past, it gives you a good feeling, right? Because you're living in the now. You don't live in the past. So if somebody has tried to pull you into a fake reality bubble, even if it's yourself. And most of the time, it's not the other person, it's yourself, because you wanted to believe. If Roadrunner is sitting over there, happy as a lark, eating some seeds, relaxing, taking it easy, and Wile E. Coyote puts on a fake outfit like another Roadrunner. Let's say Wile E. Coyote puts on another Roadrunner and comes over there, and you think you're fellowshipping with another Roadrunner. It's gonna eventually that uniform that Wile E. Coyote is gonna rip in the uniform, and you realize you're not talking to another Roadrunner. You're talking to a Wile E. Coyote, the wiles of the devil, right? And the greatest object lesson that can be, somebody told me this object lesson last night. She said, here's what it looks like. She says, it's kind of, the object lesson is this, what you're going through. So you had, what is it, Little Red Robin Hood. This is the example, she said. So she went over to her grandmother's house, but the wolf had put on a suit to pretend to be the grandmother, and she said, well, Grandma, why are your eyes so big? Oh, better to see you. Grandmother, why are your ears so big? Because it had the outfit on. Better to hear you. Grandmother, why are your eyes so big? Better to see you. Why are your ears so big? Better to hear you. Why is your mouth so big? Better to eat you. Why are your teeth so big? Better to eat you with. And that's what I said the other day on the video. When I was younger, my mom, I said, it don't look like you like that person. She said, I love her so much, I wanted to squeeze her to death. And I knew my mom was probably into witchcraft and playing games like that. Maybe not witchcraft, but master manipulator. And so when she taught me that, I woke up to the game. That was like one of the first things that woke me up to this game, the game of life. Some people, they have evil intent for you, but they put on the outfit. And Little Red Robin Hood says, well, I know you said you're my grandmother, but why are your eyes so big? Why are your ears so big? Why is your mouth so big? The last question, better to eat you with, right? The vampires, the narcissistic vampires. That was really, when she told me that, I thought, perfect, perfect. I mean, absolute perfect object lesson, praise God. And when you have a perfect object lesson, you get free. And if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. These nursery rhymes and these stories which you learned as a child, these cartoons can teach you so much about life. If you just look at it as an object lesson, not to watch it. I had a college roommate one time. He would always watch the Three Stooges. And I thought, man, you're going to school for civil engineering. You're an engineer and you're sitting there watching the Three Stooges. What's that about? I was thinking, what is that about? I was going for electrical engineering. He was going for civil engineering. I said, why are you watching the Three Stooges, man? It don't make sense. It's just foolishness to sit there and you got an engineering degree coming up and you're watching the Three Stooges. I thought, this don't even add up. You're an engineer, but watch the Three Stooges. I remember he asked me one time, he says, why do women always want attention? And it depends on what kind of woman it is, you know? Maybe he was hanging out with the Jezebel. I think he said, why do women always want attention from a man? I said, you're probably dating a Jezebel. I didn't know the word back. I wasn't saved back then. But I was thinking, well, she's probably not the right kind of woman, you know? She's probably the wrong kind of woman if she's wanting attention to other men. There's a reason that she's doing that. I'll never forget some things in college that I watched and experienced. It's just, there's certain behaviors and actions that people cannot hide. They don't even know they're doing it. They don't even know they're doing it. They think it's normal. they think is normal. Let's say somebody's into the deep sadist. So let's say somebody's a sadist. Sadism. It's going to come out of their mouth. It's going to come out of their shoes they wear. It's going to come out of their mannerisms. Even though you've never been a sadist, you know by the words out of their mouth that they're into sadism or sadist or sadistic or something, because you unfold the word sadistic and you see what they are. Anything that you unfold, let's pick any word. Pick any word that you can think of. Go to etymology and unfold it 3 or 4 levels deep, and you're going to see that person's heart. And this is why they don't want me talking about etymology, because if you unfold the word, any word, you're going to see how evil and wicked their heart really is, but they try to put on a show, but they can't hide it. They can't hide it. I just got out of my car to go get this lunch, and I feel the Bible in my sock, and so it reminds me to pray about a situation. So I'm actually going to keep this in my sock for 7 days and fast and prayer and break any and every stronghold lie that was implanted in my brain, the false narrative that was put in my brain, and reconfigure my thoughts via the fasting and prayer constant 7 days every day. Even when I sleep, I don't like to wear socks, but when I go to sleep, I might wear socks now and just keep that in my sock. So when I roll over and I feel it, I'll be praying about reframing the story, the narrative that was put in my mind, whether I put it in there or somebody else put it in there. I'm reframing the narrative that's in my mind for 7 days. And if I have to do it for 21 days, I'll do it. And if I have to do it for 60 days, I will do it. Why? Because I love my freedom. And my boss one time, he said, you're the freest man I've ever met. I said, you got that right. And that's the way it's going to stay. If I can't have a yoked up partner that's free and wants me free and I want her free, I don't want it. Debt free, psychologically free, emotionally free, spiritually free, in-law free. In other words, if you marry a woman and her in-laws are causing all these trouble and drama, if she ain't willing to put that, she ain't put, even if it's her mom, even if her mom's a Jezebel, she ain't willing to walk away from that bondage and put up a line of demarcation, that's not freedom either. That's the biggest problem in marriages, the in-laws. I call them outlaws most of the time. If they're born again, it's a different story. But most of them are not. And so most of them are into manipulation and control and all that. I've seen it. Especially if it's a cult. I saw that Pentecostal cult, and they're all into manipulation and witchcraft and outward show and image and trying to people please and look at me, Queen Bee. And you can't deal with that kind of insanity if you're married to somebody, because it's going to be slavery. It's going to be eggshells. Who wants to walk on eggshells? Who wants to be controlled by some in-laws that have the Jezebel spirit? You either get free and stay free and stay in the word and stay free with each other, or it ain't gonna work. Freedom is where it's at, people, and Jesus gives you freedom. Faith alone and Jesus alone. Receive Jesus as your Savior.